This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Here now is the news for February 13th, 2023. Ahead of the Super Bowl this weekend, the Walt Disney Company shared their Disney 100 ad that was running during the big game. The ad featured clips from various live-action and animated Disney films, as well as a little bit of footage of the parks, as well as animators and fans, and audio of Walt Disney. You can watch the full trailer, of course, on our website. It was a pretty emotional trailer. It had that nice Walt quote at the end. It was pretty well done. I would have liked a little more park stuff, but it still hits you in the feels. Let us know in the comments how you felt about it. Registration will open on February 16th for the annual pass holder previews of Tron Light Cycle Run at the Magic Kingdom. Pass holders will receive an email on that day with a link to registration. Hopefully, you will. Cast members, of course, have been previewing the attraction for the past few weeks already. Disney Vacation Club members will also have a preview. That registration is also going to open on the 16th as well. Midnight tonight, this show will be out ahead of that. You do need to have your reservation confirmed with however many number of people are going to be on your Disney Vacation Club room, because you do need a valid Disney Vacation Club hotel reservation in order to book those previews. And anyone you want to attend those previews needs to be on that room. So make sure you get that done by midnight tonight. Also, for D23 Gold members, it's worth mentioning that on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, they will open registration for the D23 preview, which will take place on March 18th. More details on all these previews available at WDWNT.com. But not to be Nostradamus here, but this is pretty much what we said late last year. We said, you know, we expect cast previews ahead of everyone else, and then the whole month of March would be previews for affinity groups, pass holder, DVC, and all this, and then an early April opening for Tron, and it has all played out perfectly. It's amazing how things go when you have a ride actually constructed and finished months before you announce an opening date. It's amazing how easily you can keep to a schedule 6 months in advance at that point. Disney has announced that reservations for the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, a new restaurant in Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios, will open on February 21st. The Roundup Rodeo Barbecue will open to guests on March 23rd. The Disney Eats Instagram account shared a preview of the restaurant's interior, which resembles a cardboard box that Andy has colored and filled with his toys. You're seeing now lots of new preview images of the interior of that restaurant. Again, reservations opening very soon on February 21st for opening day and beyond. A push cart in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios has been converted into recycling bins, specifically meant for Droid Depot custom droid boxes that are unwanted. Signs on the side of the cart tell guests they can dispose of the unwanted droid boxes here. Guests can build their own custom droids at the Droid Depot, and they come in a hexagonal cardboard box, which is pretty solid in structure. The holes on top of the new recycling cans are hexagonal in shape. They match perfectly these boxes without having to be folded, which folding them is kind of a pain. I've tried to do it. For reference, you're looking at a Droid Depot box now. They can be convenient for transporting the droid, but guests who purchase a carrying bag probably do not need this giant piece of cardboard anymore. According to cast members, the new cart is to keep boxes from taking up space in regular-sized trash cans. Obviously, when people put them in the regular garbage bins, they're pretty big, and like three or four of those alone probably fill the whole thing. The cart is right outside the door that leads out of Droid Depot's Build Your Own Droid experience, perfectly placed. However, news that will shock no one, guests were already having issues with the bins when we were throwing other garbage away into them. We found drinks and other things thrown at the bottom. Maybe they need to put a label at the top or something, but this is a great idea. I love when, necessity is the mother of invention, right? And cast members did this, and it's very well themed, and it fits there, and it also makes life easier for them. And also for guests, too, because I've watched guests fight the lid of the garbage can trying to shove that thing in it. So it's a fun thing. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. Two new open edition Figment pins are available at the Walt Disney World Resort. However, we didn't find these at Epcot. However, we found them first at Fantasia Gifts at Disney's Contemporary Resort. The Figment sleeping pin is $14.99. It shows Figment curled up for a nap on a cloud with a sparkling rainbow above him. There's also the Figment light bulb pin for $11.99. It honors the original 1983 version of Journey to Imagination. Dream finding since 1983 is in purple letters on a yellow light bulb. Instead of the regular filament, the bulb has a Figment-shaped filament inside. Two tiny wings stick out of the sides of the light bulb. This is great, a reference to the original ride and Dreamfinder. Very, very cute. And of course, we are just a couple weeks away from what will be Figment and the original ride's 40th anniversary. And we here at WDWNT will be celebrating in some way, shape, or form. So stay tuned for details on that. The newest limited edition Dooney and Burke Magic Band is inspired by the first Mickey Mouse film that was in color, The Band Concert, found inappropriately at the Ink and Paint Shop at Disney's Art of Animation Resort. The band is $58. It is not a Magic Band Plus, mind you. The band is white with images from the band concert down the side, and it matches the new Dooney and Burke, the band concert bag collection, which actually was released today, and we have photos of that whole product line on our website. It was released at the Emporium, across the street at Uptown Jewelers. Mickey in his red conductor's uniform is near the puck, with Donald playing the trumpet just below him. Goofy is playing the trombone, and then there is a pig character on the tuba. Has a limited edition size of 2,620 pieces. Today's show is brought to you by the DVC Rental Store, a World of DVC company. It's the absolute best way to stay deluxe at a fraction of the price, as rooms of all types are discounted up to 65%. DVC Rental Store is the largest member inventory for points, and they're the number one DVC rental company in the United States. You can check real-time room availability for free while other companies make you put a down payment. They even have a cancellation policy and low down payment once you decide to book, so you don't have to worry about it. Also, Disney Vacation Club members who sell get paid the most, up to $18 per point. Head on over to DVCRentalStore.com today. Disney's Halloween Party, which returned to Disneyland Paris for two nights in 2022, is rumored to be returning in 2023 for three nights. The hard ticket after hours event features exclusive ride access, a special Halloween parade, tons of exclusive entertainment. That is putting things lightly. There's a lot of entertainment at that event and more. The event, which includes access to attractions like Phantom Manor, Big Thunder, Pirates of the Caribbean, and more, runs until 2 a.m. In 2022, the prices ranged from €70 per guest on October 29th to about €80 per guest on October 31st. A 15% discount was available for guests who booked a hotel and ticket package. The rumored dates for this year are October 27th, 28th, and 31st, but Disneyland Paris has yet to make an official announcement. I know we are, I think we're planning to go for this last year. The photos and video just looked unbelievable. And it's one of the few things in Paris we haven't done. And so we're thinking about it. We're thinking about going out for this. Hong Kong will be giving away 500,000 free flights in hopes of drawing more tourists to the city, Simply Flying reported. Hong Kong has been stricter about COVID-19 safety precautions than most cities over the past few years. So they're looking to draw guests back with the Hello Hong Kong Tourism campaign, which is run in partnership with the operators of Hong Kong International Airport and Airport Authority Hong Kong. Fred Lam, the chief executive of AAHK, said of the promotion, quote, "We hope those who secure the air tickets can bring two or three more relatives and friends to the city. We believe this can help bring Hong Kong over 1.5 million visitors." Economy class tickets will be offered by these three Hong Kong-based airlines. That's Cathay Pacific, Hong Kong Airlines, and HK Express. Travelers will also receive a complimentary welcome drink at more than 100 participating hotels, bars, and restaurants. A Hong Kong $100 in Hong Kong dollars voucher, that's about $13 U.S., and a surprise gift when visiting select attractions and museums. The tickets will be given away in phases starting on March 1st when residents of Southern Asian countries will be able to enter. Residents of mainland China will then be able to enter starting on April 1st, and the rest of the world, including the United States, may be able to enter on May 1st. The lottery will be held on the AAHK website, and while the cost of the ticket will be covered, travelers will be required to pay any taxes and fees applicable to their flight. Cathay Pacific will also be offering a limited number of generously discounted tickets to travelers from the U.S. and Canada from May onwards. Hong Kong Disney Resort has been slowly rolling back their COVID-19 safety precautions, with traditional meet and greets returning just last month. Hong Kong visitors must still take a test for COVID-19 upon arrival, or else quarantine and proof of vaccination is required for entry to restaurants in the city of Hong Kong and as well at Hong Kong Disneyland. Of course, Arendelle World of Frozen is currently under construction at the park. It will open in the second half of this year. Something to think about. I know we are anxious to return to Hong Kong. I love this park. I know it's small. It's so quaint and such a beautiful location. I'm itching to get back. And Cathay Pacific, one of the largest airlines in the world, if you've never heard of them. And it's a great airline at that. So even if you can't get in on the lottery for free airline tickets, the Cathay Pacific discounted deal should be an interesting one. And we'll keep people posted on that offer for sure. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And happy Valentine's Day for Mickey and Minnie. Mickey's wearing a weird outfit. He's wearing, I think these are like boxers. This is weird.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney Entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney Entertainment News, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on WDWNT.tv.